He's somebody who is born in Britain to a family of Indian origin. His parents migrated to the United Kingdom in the 1960s. He had parents who were hardworking, middle-class Britons. And emerging out of that community, he excelled in his schooling, went to Oxford, ended up going to Stanford Business School, and came back and sort of rode the golden elevator up to the halls of power in Britain.
So we're talking about an investment banker, a very wealthy man. How does he get into politics?
Well, I think it should be stated up front that his wealth is not necessarily entirely self-made. It's partially also because of his wife, whom he met in business school. Akshatamurthy is the daughter of a very prominent Indian tech billionaire, Narayan Murthy. And so part of their collective wealth is based on that Indian tech fortune.
Look, there is commentary about my wife's family's wealth. And so let me just address that head on, because I think it's worth doing, because I'm actually incredibly proud of what my parents-in-law built. My father-in-law came from absolutely nothing and just had a dream and a couple of £100 that my mother-in-law's savings provided him. And with that, he went on to...
But Rishi Sunak is clearly somebody from an early moment who was close to Tory circles, had an ambitious vision of himself, and went to the right places. He emerged out of an educational context, the same sort of educational context that created people like Boris Johnson, the former prime minister, people like Tony Blair, the former prime minister. And so he was very much part of the British establishment and made his way through the Tory party.
Sunak hasn't been a politician for long. What's his road been like?
That's right. As a 42-year-old, he's, I think, the youngest prime minister in Britain's history for at least a couple of centuries. He only entered politics in 2015. The term is he was parachuted in by the Tory party leadership to contest a seat in the elections in the north of England, even though he was not from that part of the country, because he was seen as an interesting figure to have within the Tory party circles.
My parents, now a GP and pharmacist, grew up wanting to provide a better future for their children. And today I have the enormous privilege of standing here as a Member of Parliament. I owe a great debt to our country for what it has done for my family. Showing tolerance, providing opportunities, and rewarding their hard work.
And so he won elections there and won a re-election in 2019. And pretty quickly he ended up in a position of relative prominence within the party. He served as the Chancellor of the Exchequer, that's Britain's version of Finance Minister, under Boris Johnson.
Growth up, jobs up, and debt down. Let there be no doubt, our plan is working.
And then his defection and his kind of decision to leave that post was kind of the nail in the coffin for Boris Johnson's time in power.